This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah! Let's go!
Come on.
Playoffs, baby.
Woo! Welcome, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I feel you this morning. I feel a lot of you this morning listening. And for that, I'm very, very appreciative. I saw a lot of tweets last night, and I love those tweets so much. Oh, I can't wait for Ben Woods. I see them, though, and I'm like, you better bring it tomorrow. You better bring it. I'm laying in bed last night going, you better bring it tomorrow. I'll tell you what, man. We are just an instrument for the team that has brought it so many times this season. I could not be happier for, more impressed by, more proud of our San Diego Padres. They're going to the playoffs, boys, and that is not something, that is just not something I had in the cards this year. I hoped. And now I'm watching it going, yeah, that ain't enough. Playoffs is not enough for this team. Welcome in. You're listening to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Man, so happy this morning. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindo, the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning. Great morning.
Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. I mean, we were lined up for an epic morning, and then they turned a triple play to clinch a playoff spot.
Uno, dos, tres. Your own triple play in here this morning. LFGSD Padres says, finally see these foos in some Padres jerseys. We're not big jersey guys, but we're always a merch on, I think. I didn't even wear my jersey today. You guys didn't tell me you guys were wearing jerseys. I would have
needed the reminder.
I would have worn one, but I do have my Slam Diego shirt on, and can I be honest with you guys of what I did this morning? When I woke up.
You did. So you went to sleep at some point.
I wasn't
100% sure if that was going to happen or not. I know you'd be so wired at the end of that game. I had trouble going to sleep myself.
I timed it out beautifully. And I got home. We did a little unofficial watch party last night with some buddies at a place called the Bermuda Club. And it's a really cool place. They got golf simulators and there was a taco truck and we just went big screens. We went and watched the game. There's maybe 20 of us. And Benny was there. Paulie was playing basketball. And it's up in Carlsbad. So we went and saw some dear friends and watched a little bit of the game. So I left in the fifth, after the fifth was over.
Yes.
Got in the car, listened to the sixth, got home, had to roll the garbage cans out and do a bunch of stuff, got inside. And as soon as I walked in the door, Bobo was passed out in my bed. I picked him up, carried him to bed, tucked him in, came in, popped my Ambien. Right then, so about mid-7th.
Uh-oh.
So I'm trying to time this thing out beautifully. And so because I knew I'm going to be wired if they win. And if they lose, I may not sleep for days. So I timed it out perfectly. Last out was made, watched 30 seconds, and went to sleep. So I actually feel pretty good this morning. But I woke up this morning, and I walked into the closet. And I was thumbing through all of my Padres merch and deciding, what should I wear today? And I have a shirt that I got when our beloved owner passed away. And it's my Papa Pete shirt. And I took it out of the off the hanger, and I put it on. And it was...
little tight.
It was skin tight.
trunk in the wash, obviously.
Skin tight. It was like somebody... Now, it's made out of, I think, cotton and polyester, but this felt and looked like spandex. And I went, well, I would like to wear that, but I'm not going to wear that because it's not going to be comfortable. B, I'm going to look like a hot dog that's been left in the microwave. And I said, I can't do it. So I repped this one, Slam Diego, California. I love it. Just in a really, really good mood this morning. And I got to tell you, man, Benny, I think my dad, Gary Woods, I think he's converted 100%. Because I woke up
Yankees fan for life.
For life.
Essentially.
His dad was a Yankee fan, went to college in Manhattan, grew up watching Joe D play. My dad grew up in Detroit, hated the Tigers, loved the Yankees because his dad did. Grew up watching the Mick play. When I met my dad in 1985, he said, I'm a Yankee fan. I said, I don't know S about baseball. I'm with you. Grew up watching Mattingly and Jeter play. I mean, I could not care less what happens to them now. My dad, I feel like he's the same way. I woke up to a slew of texts from him this morning. He said the other day, he's like, I am just in. I am just all in on this team. I said, it's really hard not to be.
I know you're not going to believe this. I actually got a call from my dad. We never talk on the phone.
No way.
We see each other in person a lot and text, but the call, the two of us aren't phone talkers, but after the triple play, he actually picked up the phone, called me. I mean, most of our... bonding childhood came at Padres games.
Of course.
That was a big moment for us. We've only seen a few playoff clinchers in our lifetime. So he had to call and just say, I mean, was that not one of the most amazing things you've ever seen? And of course, it absolutely was. That was very special last night.
It was. It was cool to get that.
Sounds like a very special moment for both of you guys with your fathers.
You had to make it awkward, Polly.
Well, I'm going to sit in it for a minute. Just gonna let it wash over.
We just need mud to adopt Paul or something.
I'm
going to
start calling Gary on my way in.
You could. He's up. They're up. Both my parents. It's the one. Oh, God, Paulie, when you do that to us, it kills me. It just kills me. Paulie, it's not your fault. Okay? It's not your fault. I'm serious. It's not your fault. All right? You can call me anytime in the morning.
Thanks, Dad.
It's just a dagger. Just a straight, from a distance, he's behind a tree and he goes, and it's like a Chinese star, and you go, and he just gets right in the kidney, and you're like, oh, that son of a bitch got me again. Holy cow. Man, what a great night. What a great, great night. But, listen, I think it is important to let everybody know the job is not finished by a long stretch. But today, definitely a day of reflection. I thought about it, man. I was like, Paulie, go pull our thoughts on this, what we expected out of this team. And I think to a man, we're like, man, sure hope that 82 wins could get you in because I just don't see anything more than that. But, man, they have continued to prove me wrong, you wrong, Paulie wrong, all of us wrong all season long. And to watch what they're able to do last night, getting down, not letting it spiral, the whole thing, just so much credit to go out. And, yes, of course, guys, I mean, I see you. I see your little pee-pees in the chat. Just boop, I see it. Of course. Of course. We have to talk about Robert Torres again. Of course we're going to mention it. It ain't all sunshine and rainbows. But, man, to the underlying constant theme of the San Diego Padres in the year 2024 is pick your brother up. Pick your brother up. When your brother makes a mistake, you pick your brother up. Xander Bogaerts got picked up. Crony's gotten picked up. Manny's gotten picked up. Higgy's gotten picked up. And everybody is picking their brother up, and it just you can't quantify that, man, and it is just so special.
I just want to say here in the open, because would you guys agree that I am I'm the skeptic generally of the show? I don't believe in the UFOs and the aliens and the ghosts, and you got to prove it to me logically to convince me. You need to come with facts. And a logical, scientific argument if you're going to convince me. So as much as I thought the sentiment of doing it for Peter Seidler could inspire the team, the idea of someone just above, you know, throwing magic on this season was never something you were going to be able to convince me of, because how can you do that logically? I don't know what else to say other than someone is looking over the Padres this season.
How can you not at this point?
I've watched every year of my life, and I've never seen anything like this. I mean, maybe it's just the most incredible coincidence of all time, but you take a franchise who year after year is defined by failure and heartbreak and bad things happening to them, which happens because it's baseball and a lot of bad things happen to you in baseball. And you just have magical moment after magical moment after magical moment. I mean, we've had 20 years worth of magical moments all in this season. I mean, what else can you ascribe it to? Yes, the players,
great,
the coaches, all of them, yes. But there is, feels like there's a heavenly touch upon this season. And I can't deny it at this point. The skeptic in me says, something is going on here that I cannot explain with the Padres.
Brushing my teeth to get ready to go down to meet you last night, Benny. And I was listening to something, and they had a Padres commercial on. Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter. And I go, oh, yeah. He threw a no-hitter. You know what I mean? Like you said, 20 years of memories rolled into one. But, you know, again, I still don't get the sense that this team is done. And I've just enjoyed, and I'm going to enjoy what I've seen so far. I'm not going to get too spun out about what's to come. I enjoyed that game last night. I really did. I enjoyed that game down 1-0. I knew we could get back. Once they held it to one run, I knew we can get back. I'm not even worried about this. And I said it kind of in passing on Monday. I'm just not really worried about these guys and anybody up and down the lineup. I'm not worried. I believe in all of them, and it's a weird feeling, man. And I hated that error by Xander Bogaerts last night. I sure did. But, you know, did he redeem himself? Yes. Was he picked up? Yes. Crony picked him up, you know. And I'm not worried about Cronenworth. I'm a little bit worried about Suarez, but I believe that he can get the job done.
Cronenworth's a perfect example that I read. He did not have an RBI all September.
Yeah, insane.
And then he shows up.
Three
RBIs
in September.
Out.
And the defense, bro, the defensive play. He's a baseball player. And you look at his crap numbers and you go, yeah, guy still has 80 RBI. He's played multiple positions. He moves up and down the lineup. He's our guy, dude. Like, I just love them and I believe in them. And it is just a weird headspace to be in.
I think, though, the one that got me this morning, the tweet that is going around from OptiStats, it said, in MLB history, there have been over 700 triple plays turned. So in, you know, what, 150 years, that means there's five or so a season. 300 no-hitters thrown. So about two a season, no-hitters. Over 300 sets of back-to-back-to-back home runs. So that's something that happens two or three times a season, and 100 comeback wins from eight runs down. So that's something that happens less than once a year. Only one team has ever done all four in the same season, the 2024 San Diego Padres.
Like you said, man, years and years of moments and magical memories packed into, you know, that season's not even over yet. Like, this, they have 157 games they've played. They got five to go. It's not even over yet. So what's going to happen tonight? You know, that's something we can look at, certainly. But just kudos to A.J. Preller and to Mike Schilt and the rest of the players, man. The players. Just dominating. And I'll tell you, man, you know how I feel about Manny Machado. That dude is one of one. There's nobody like him. Nobody. One of one makes that play last night. One. Did you see that feed? If you had to draw it up, there's not another third baseman on the planet that turns that triple play like he does. Not one. He's one of one, and he's ours. It's bananas, man. Bananas to watch. I am amazed at what this team did last night.
And also, let me throw in the fans as well, who have been so phenomenal, not just at home setting a new attendance record, but I saw a ton of brown and yellow up there at Dodger Stadium, putting her life on the line, going up to Dodger Stadium for that game last night. I could hear you.
Yeah, we heard you.
During the game when the Padres did something good, it got loud there at Dodger Stadium. That was very impressive, and you guys, you fans, have been impressive all season long.
Brought it. Bring it online. You bring it in the chat. You bring it to this radio show. You bring it to Petco Park. Let's keep these vibes rolling, man. Seriously. Let's keep them rolling.
We will have plenty to discuss on last night's game and the Padres looking forward on the program today. We'll set the menu for the program when we come back next, but let's just keep it moving. It is the Padres clinch Wednesday morning with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station. Kelly's got traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Too much champagne.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Been doing a magic number update at our 620 segment every morning. So here it comes. Zero. Magic number to clinch a playoff spot is zero for your San Diego Padres.
Clinched. Don't need it.
They have clinched. Now you move on to your divisional magic number. The Dodgers' magic number remains, I believe, at four to clinch the division. They did not lower it at all. They need wins and Padres losses, and they got neither of those last night. So Dodgers would need to win both of the remaining games in the series to clinch before the Padres leave town. Of course, the Padres have their sights set on winning the next two, which would give them the lead in the National League West going into the final series of the season. And very important, remains in play. That first-round bye remains in play for the San Diego Padres. Home field advantage in the wild card round if you don't win the division. Looking pretty good after last night. Update of the standings. Padres now with a four-game lead over the New York Mets, who lost to the Atlanta Braves last night, 5-1. And a four-and-a-half-game lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks, who got curb stomped by the San Francisco Giants 11-0 on their home field. Giants hit five home runs in that game. The Braves now just a half game behind the Diamondbacks for the final playoff spot in the National League. So things getting very interesting with just five games remaining in the season. So we'll see what happens. Diamondbacks have one more against the Giants today. Then they have an off day. They have four games left. Other teams all have five games left. They'll continue the Mets and Braves series this afternoon as well with Chris Sale on the mound. They win that, Braves could be back in a playoff position by the end of the day if they get a little help from the Giants again, who in typical Bob Melvin fashion have gotten red hot as soon as the Giants were eliminated from playoff contention. Sound familiar, Padres fans?
So familiar. And, you know, the Padres got hot in the playoffs a couple of years ago with Bob Melvin and struggled down the stretch. And again, kind of backed in, but was not a not a very climactic win when the Padres made it in 22. Last night was. Last night absolutely was. You needed to win a game in a hostile environment against a good team, and you went in there and you handled business, and it was spectacular, and your destiny is in your hands, and that's, I think, what any, you know, you're already in, so relax, breathe easy. Yeah, it's going to be fun, but it does take a little of the pressure off tonight. Which they may need after the celebration last night. Certainly, we can talk about that. I don't know how much was swallowed, Ben. They could have spat all of it
out. That's what I said. Spray. Don't swallow.
Don't swallow.
Sprayers or quitters.
But I think some might trickle in. It's an accident.
A little bit.
So it trickled in.
Jeremiah Estrada doesn't drink. He was having Pedialyte during the celebration.
What a sweet angel he is. Look at him. Well, knowing, like, he threw one pitch, so
he's ready, you know,
he's ready to go today. I saw Tatis doing some spitting, some Hoctua in there for sure last night. But listen, my advice to them would have been, you stay away from the champagne entirely, and you just, all you're going to get with Bud, if you're just drinking Bud Heavy, just be a little bit of, you know, in the morning, like a little bit of hot snakes. But other than that, like, you're good.
Yeah, the champagne hangover is not a good one, though, if you have too much of that.
You can spend, you can have a bottle of $5,000 champagne, and you're going to get the same hangover as a $7 bottle of Mums. I got a whole bunch of Mums. It's the worst thing that you can, it's like poison in your body. And it never ceases to give me, I'll have one sip, hey, how are you getting married? Cheers. One sip of champagne, the next day I'm like, it's just the worst. That Bud Heavy, though, you're good. These guys will be good. They'll sleep it off till about 11. They'll all go sit in the cold tub. They'll go in the sauna, sweat it out. They'll be ready to roll
tonight. Yeah, in this
tonight.
Instance, the fact that the Dodgers play the latest game possible is probably a good thing for the Padres,
yeah,
who get the most time they could possibly get to recover and get ready for today's game. And honestly, as long as Dylan Cease is feeling okay, Padres will have a chance tonight with him on the mound as they continue that series at 7-10.
And one thing I've learned from talking to a bunch in my life, baseball players, they're pretty good at playing hungover. They're pretty good at it. It's something that a lot of them
would be surprised.
They're pretty good at playing not at 100%.
Except for C.J. Abrams, wasn't given the chance to play after
I don't even know if he was drunk. I think he was just on a gambling
heater. Yeah, I mean, he might have had a great game that day. You never know, but they didn't give him the opportunity. All right, here's what we've got coming up. Obviously, our Padres wrap-up is next. I know everyone's very excited. And yes, we have all the calls of the triple play. If you missed any of them, Don's call was great. I think Jesse's call was absolutely legendary. I tweeted, like, my great-grandkids will hear that call in Padres, you know, montages in history, the way you hear important moments. That one will live on forever from Jesse Eduardo Ortega. A great call on the Spanish language. And yes, we have the Dodgers version and the Korean version, which might surprise you a little bit as well, coming up of the triple play last night. We'll go through the entire game in our Padres wrap-up. In our 7 o'clock hour, we'll play a little take on Woods. Woods has a television segment he's going to have to do, working in and around that. Going to be okay going on TV this
Look
morning?
At you guys. I saw you on TV
yesterday. You did great.
Thank you.
Now you're going on TV this morning.
Oh, Chris, yeah. You'll absolutely hear the Dodger broadcast. 1,000%. We got a lot of good audio regarding the Dodgers.
We have too much audio.
We have too much.
We have all the interviews that Tony Gwynn Jr. did in the clubhouse last night and the champagne-soaked clubhouse. We'll bring some of those to you. I know you got fired up by Jackson Merrill in there as a 21-year-old celebrating in his first season. I mean, hopefully the kid knows nothing other than celebrations at the end of seasons for his entire career, which is spent entirely with the San Diego Padres. And this is just one of many, many, many celebrations for Jackson Merrill.
I can't. His quotes this morning, I woke up early and I opened my phone because, I went to bed before the celebrations. I knew if I stayed up watching it, I'd probably start imbibing myself. You know, like, I'm just going to go in the kitchen, grab a cold tier one from Bergen out of the fridge and take it to the dome. So I turned it off knowing I got to come in and do a show. And when I watched Jackson Merrill's comments at 3 o'clock this morning, I immediately got out of bed and came to attack the day because that kid had me fired up talking about Manny Machado and just the rest of his guys and how he loves everybody. Those are his brothers. It was just, he's great. He's great.
It's also a big league Wednesday. Adam Jones was tweeting about his friend Manny Machado's triple play last night. He's actually here in town. Starting with our Padres wrap-up of yesterday's 4-2 playoff clinching win for your San Diego Padres.
Playoffs.
Coming up next.
Playoffs?
On San Diego's number one sports station. Ben Woods, the 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, I mean, Duke can tackle more than anybody here. You know, nobody likes him here, and it's awesome to see him come here and just game himself and dominate, you know? And I love it. I love that passion he has and all the fight he puts into every single game, all the work he puts in. No one should ever call him lazy. No one should ever bag on him for the work he does because he works harder than any in here.
Yeah. Jackson Merrill has Woods in all the feels this morning, talking about Manny Machado in the post-game celebration last night.
This is Jackson Merrill.
Imagine still having to sell that guy to this fan base some days. It's shocking to me. It will never be shocking to me.
I'd imagine.
It will never not be shocking.
No, I'd imagine there's a good chunk of the audience this morning who were watching the game last night and didn't go on social media and have yet to hear Jesse Agler's version of the ending call. So I'm not going to waste any more time. We're going to get to our Padres wrap-up, in which you will hear all the calls, including the final triple play from our very own Jesse Agler, coming up right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? Like, better than losing?
Oh, my God. I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Ohtani's going to get to come in and score. Betts will go to second. And on a throwing slash catching error, the Dodgers get the first run of the night. 1-1 pitch into the air down the right field line. Hooking towards the little wall. This one going to go. Jake Cronenworth, a two-run homer. And the Padres, a 2-1 lead. The 1-2 pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Betts will leave them loaded as King collects his 200th strikeout of the 2024 season. No runs, a hit, three left. We'll go to the third. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Xander, hard hit on the ground and beyond the dive of the shortstop Rojas into left field. Profar will score. Bogaerts an RBI single, and the Padre lead is 3-1. 3-2 again. Cronenworth lines it towards left center field. Hernandez, long run, not going to get there. Hits up against the wall on one hop. Bogaerts has scored. Cronenworth into second with an RBI double, and the Padre lead is 4-1. 2-1, hit in the air to left center field. Merrill and Profar coming. Jurickson diving forward, and he rolls over and makes the catch. Jurickson Profar comes in and takes a hit away from Shohei Ohtani. 0-2 pitch. Ohtani swings and misses, strike three. Ran 99 in on his hands, and that's all for the Dodgers in the seventh. Adam Reddy, the 2-2 pitch in on a line to left field. Profar charging in, dives towards the line. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. For the second time tonight, Profar lays out in left. And there's one down in the bottom of the eighth. And you got to figure, or at least wonder, is the plan then for Suarez to not get the opportunity to face Shohei Ohtani? Best case scenario, obviously, would be Miguel Rojas somehow hits into a triple play. But that's probably asking for a bit much.
A few moments later.
Nothing and one. Swinging away, ground ball to Machado. He hits third, that's one. Goes to second in time. On to first, a triple play! A triple play! And the ball game is over! The Padres clinch a postseason berth on a 5-4-3 triple play.
Oh, good God, man.
Come on.
Even I need a cigarette after that. That was... that was amazing. Jesse, that was fantastic. Just like willing it into existence.
He did it with the double play earlier in the season.
Yeah, he called that.
The 6-4-3 or whatever. He's a witch. He's our Castellanos, whatever. Keep it up, Jesse.
He's also very observant. I mean, even Jesse couldn't believe, even in this magical season, I mean, a triple play is probably too much to ask for here, but wouldn't that be perfect to keep Shohei Ohtani in the on-deck circle at the end of the game? And they did. I mean, it had to be the perfect hit ball. Manny, I mean, there was a lot that happened in that at-bat.
There was a ton. There was
Miguel Rojas was called. They called a bunt. Did not get it down on the first pitch. Manny pinched in a little bit tighter, which changed the plan of the Dodgers. They saw Manny in and Xander Bogaerts. And Miguel Rojas talked about this after the game. Bogaerts cheating over toward third. So he knew, all right, if I, 100 miles an hour is going to be bunted pretty hard. If I bunt it back at all toward Manny or the pitcher, they're going to get a force out. So they took the bunt play off. Now, Manny pinched in a little bit, so there was really only one spot you could hit it. He had to be slightly to his right, so it was taking him right to the bag at third to even think about this. And this is all instinctual for Manny, knowing who the runner is. And he goes, I know there was a fast runner at second, but felt it was worth the try because we could still get the runner at first, even if I didn't get that guy at second.
This all
goes through Manny's head in a fraction of a second as the ball is hit to him. And he makes that decision. I can get to third. I can get it to second. They can get it to first. We're going to get at least two. And if we pull this off perfectly, we're going to get three and finish the game. Maybe an eighth of a second, that goes through Manny's head, and makes that decision.
The wherewithal, the baseball IQ, it's unmatched.
Think about it again. It's a 4-2 game. Runners are on first and second. Miggy Rojas squares to bunt. So you got to be in. You got to be expecting the bunt. Manny's still expecting the bunt there. He's still expecting it. So he's in. He's in on the grass. Normal, if I'm playing third, grounder to me, I just turn.
You're also in front of the bag.
Right. I run to the bag. I get my out at third, my force out, and then I try to unleash one across the diamond to the first baseman. So
You're not thinking triple play.
And you're certainly not going to think, I got to run over. Then I got to turn my whole body over, sling a perfect throw to Crony. I mean, the throw was on a rope, as it always is. Crony with a brilliant turn as well. And then to get the very slow Miguel Rojas, every time you settle for two outs there, every single time, 100% of the time, you just think, give me my two.
Right, then we walk Ohtani and
take
your chances. Still Mookie Betts, you got an MVP coming up, but the best case scenario played out with that triple play as the Padres clinched the playoff berth. Wow.
I've never seen anything like
that. You won't see it again.
I've never seen anything like this, dude.
You won't see it again. A playoff clinching, game ending triple play. It never happened in baseball history. Likely will never happen again. Now, that's a once in a lifetime sort of event.
Let's put our Dodger fan hats on. And if you're the Dodgers, aren't you absolutely livid that Dave Roberts took that bunt off? Because he did. He said he took that bunt off with the 9-hole hitter, with Shohei Ohtani coming up with the tying run, then going to be sacrificed over to second base. Now, again, they're going to walk Shohei. I say that even though Wandy friggin' Peralta was up throwing in the pen and no one else. So maybe they would have gone after Shohei. If they had gone after Shohei with Wandy Peralta, we would have been losing our minds in here this morning. But I do think Mr. Hates bunting, with that guy on deck and Miggy Rojas up, who had already hit into a ground out, a double play, and now a triple play. Nice cycle for him. Yes, I'm livid. I'm livid that Roberts took that off. I'm livid. Like, bro, get the bunt down. Fine. Oh, they're going to walk Shohei? Too bad we only have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman coming up.
I mean, was the Doomer
in you?
On what
planet?
Was the Doomer in you not
game over?
Looking at Ohtani game on over. Deck and going, yeah, I know how this story ends.
Game over, like, period. And, Wandy is a ground ball guy. I still think you walk Shohei Ohtani there and try to get the grounder out of Mookie. So, at worst case scenario, Dave, you're going to have an out, maybe, right? Maybe, you never know. Ball gets away, whatever. Solano's not a true first baseman. You make Manny make a perfect throw. You move those guys over, you let them walk Shohei Ohtani, and then you take your chances with Mookie Betts.
But by giving up an out, you can't tie the game without a hit still.
Right.
Even a sacrifice fly, you're only within one.
Within one.
Then there's two outs.
But you have
great players coming up. But I can see once Manny's pinched in, like, okay, we can win it right here. I mean, their defense is not in great position to, for even a hard hit grounder, we may win the game right here.
Manny and Xander. Xander was a wheel play, so Manny charges. Xander was going to cover third. Manny was going to try to get him at third. He was going to try to get the lead runner and keep the double play intact. But still, I think if you're Dave Roberts and if your first instinct is to put the bunt on to move those guys over into scoring position, you take your chances. You really do. So I'm amazed. Dodger fans are livid this morning, and I think as they should be. But if you're going to get mad at somebody, you can't. I don't think you can get mad at. I don't think you can get mad at Landon Knack. I think the people that you have to be the most upset about are your 2 and 3 hitters who continue to falter in big games. Knock on wood that they keep that rolling.
Let's get to the other calls of the triple play, because I think that's what a lot of people are definitely wanting to hear this morning. You just heard Jesse's an all timer. Let's go back to Padres. TV with Don Orsillo's call of the triple play.
Rojas on the ground to third. Machado touches third. Fires to second. Out there. Out at first. Oh, my goodness. It's a triple play. It ends the ball game. The San Diego Padres have clinched their spot in the postseason after a magical 2024 campaign. Will this finally be the year for the faithful?
Oh, I got goosebumps.
I mean,
I thought the oh, my goodness was a really nice natural touch. Like, truly, he was surprised by that happening.
Out at first! Oh, my goodness!
So good. We'll be hearing that in the Tournament of Drops next spring.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, yeah.
Let's go on to the Dodgers call. Joe Davis, Dodgers television last night.
Smoke to third. Machado steps on the bag. They go all the way around and turn a triple play. End the game. Impossible.
Can we play that?
Incredible. And it's down to two in the National League West.
Do you have the one I sent you before?
Yes.
Yes. Did you hear the lead up to it was by far my favorite part of the night.
Joe Nostradamus over here.
And at this point, it's not a question of will Ohtani get a chance. It's what's going to be on his plate when he gets up there.
Nothing. Nothing's on his plate, Joe. Not one thing.
Joe did not consider the possibility of the triple play.
Just vomiting all over the
Impossible.
It's impossible.
All right, let's go to Eduardo.
Incredible! Impossible!
They were sad at that moment.
I don't. Yeah, good. Good.
Let's go back to Padres Spanish language broadcaster Eduardo Ortega.
Turd.
And the triple play.
Jordi segunda. Lanzamiento. Rola por tercera. Machado toma. Pisa. Uno. A segunda. Dos. A primera. Triple play. Se acabó el juego. ¡Qué cierre! ¡Peliculesco! Los Padres están en playoff con tres outs en la novena. Jugada apretada. Los Dodgers van a retar la situación.
Amazing.
He's the best.
Triple play. Just amazing.
The universal baseball is the universal language.
And finally, gentlemen, I'm very concerned.
Flabbergasted,
I'm worried.
Actually.
Yeah, what happened?
Are our friends okay? Was this too much for them?
I honestly thought they might still be talking this morning. Like, the call might not be over by the time we were on the air, still screaming their heads off.
Is
9 hours later?
Is it possible they blew a fuse? Because our friends...
Is it possible they were, like, playing a game on their phone and didn't really grasp the weight of the moment?
I don't know. For example, let's go back. Here's Luis Arraez walk off back in May.
2루가 됐습니다. 그리고 루이스 아라에스 센터 쪽에 떨어지자 홈으로 미끄러집니다.
That's what we have come to expect from our friends over on the Korean broadcast. And when I heard the call from yesterday, I thought, oh no, I hope they're okay. Because, here it is, triple play last night.
강공으로 땅볼, 선도 찍고 2루 갑니다. 그리고 1루까지, 1루에서 아웃이에요.
자, 2루, 2루.
2루. 자, 2루에서 아웃인가요?
아웃이에요!
트리플 플레이!
오, 어떻게 이런 판단을 하죠?
말도 안 되는 엔딩이 나왔습니다. 트리플 플레이로 경기 종료.
저는 이거 제가 마차도였으면 1루로 던졌어요.
Yeah, it was like very understated. It would basically be like,
did they know the Padres clinched a playoff spot?
I don't know. It was just, let's do it. Let's translate to English. Like, ground ball down to third. Machado picks it up, steps on third, throws to Cronenworth at second, and on to Solano at first for a triple play.
And the ball game is over.
Ball game is
the
over.
Padres win it 4-2. Thanks for joining us on tonight's Korean broadcast to the Padres-Dodgers game. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
So long, everybody. It's your old pals, Ben and Woods. I mean, really, it was the most understated
Bobby
call.
Says they sound depressed.
It was like depressed.
Maybe
yeah.
they were looking forward to you know, something else that was going to happen.
Maybe seeing Ohtani come up and hit.
I have no idea. Eric says they were just shocked, like in disbelief. They couldn't believe what they were seeing.
I couldn't either. I didn't yell or anything.
I was expecting the color commentator to like just absolutely lose his mind.
I couldn't react. I was reactionless. I just stared mouth agape.
All right, we have the rest of the game to talk about before the triple play. We'll get to that and take on Woods coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.